Jennifer Higdon's Cold Mountain premiered Saturday at the Santa Fe Opera to a world that was obviously ready for a masterwork. It was sold out before opening, an extra performance was added, and a major recording company committed to releasing it commercially. The masterwork didn't quite emerge, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns, but many good things did.
And now, in this world premiere performance of Cold Mountain, we're waiting for the entrance of Jennifer Higdon. And here she comes.
Now that is the sound of success. But how often does a great American epic arrive in fully realized form? Even in the overheard exit chatter among the audience, not everything was what it could have been.
I think there were a few problems with the staging.
The production of this long-awaited opera, based on the best-selling novel by Charles Frazier, didn't look like much. It was a confused explosion of beams adapted to many locales in this Civil War story of a Confederate deserter trying to make his way home to the woman he loves. But farms, battlefields, and Christmas parties need something more than a change of lighting to convincingly set the scene. Most opera-goers are used to looking past the production while tapping into the power of the music, and there was plenty to tap into. The seeds of every character's triumphs and failures were sown into the DNA of Jean Scheer's beautifully molded libretto. Higdon emerges as a top-flight dramatist. The vocal lines are lyrical, singable, and always dedicated to revealing the characters, telling you where these people come from, how they think and feel. One of them, the evil Teague, uses his status as a deserter hunter as an excuse to grab women and shoot the men who get in his way. Tenor J. Hunter Morris sings in a Cold Mountain preview earlier this year.
Offense is a good thing. You build it right, nothing's gonna move it or change it. Miss Ada, all we're trying to do in this war is build a fence.
Two choruses in the second act lunged into the kinds of places that only opera can go. One was a lament from those who are dead and buried. In another, characters in this Odyssey-like story return abstractly, all vying to be remembered in the brain of the tragic deserter, Inman. So the basic opera was there, on a level that so many aren't on opening night. However, Higdon couldn't resist using some of the instrumental effects that have made her symphonic work so piquant, but were less relevant here. And then, of course, the murky, ugly set. Will this change by the time Cold Mountain invades the Academy of Music next year, courtesy of Opera Philadelphia? It has to.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.